At an Owensboro rally for Democrat Bob Glenn, the three-term city commissioner says he's running for Kentucky's 8th District Senate seat because he wants to see a change in direction at the state level.
I think we need leadership in Frankfort that focuses on the needs of the middle class and working families, and that's not the case currently. We have an administration and leadership at the House and state Senate level that are focused on enriching wealthy corporations and really trying to make the lives of working people as difficult as possible.
Glenn is a professor of communication at Owensboro Community and Technical College. He says the state has not been making investments in education that will pay off in the long run.
You look at the cuts to community college and four-year education, it's almost 38% over the last 5 years.
He says there have also been cuts to K-12 education that put the state at a disadvantage.
The foundation and the original development of our workforce comes from education, whether it's technical training or whether it's traditional academic pathways. And when you cut those budgets, when you don't properly fund education at all levels, particularly our public schools, you guarantee another generation of poverty. You guarantee another generation of young people who, as soon as they can get trained or certified, are going to leave this state.
Health care is another key issue for Glenn. He disagrees with Governor Matt Bevin's discontinuation of Connect, Kentucky's health insurance exchange that drew national praise.
You look at the intentions to pull away public health care to over 400,000 people on Medicaid who never had access to medical care before, one of the great triumphs of the Kentucky Connect system. And you clearly sense that we have an administration and people in the House and State Senate who do not have the best interests of working families and individuals at the core.
Then there's the state pension bill that drew angry protests from thousands of teachers because it scales back some benefits for current and future educators, and it was attached to a sewer bill.
You don't pass a sewer bill, House Bill 151, in the dark of day while 12,000 teachers are sitting outside protesting if you're engaged in ethical moral leadership.
Glenn's opponent, Republican Matt Caslin, is the one-term representative for State House District 14 and the owner of Caslin Steel. Despite several requests, Caslin was not available for an interview with WKU Public Radio. However, he was among many state and local candidates who spoke at the Greater Owensboro Chamber of Commerce Red, White, and Blue Picnic. In comments from that public forum, recorded by Owensboro Community and Technical College, Caslin says during his term in the legislature, the state's economy has been very healthy.
We had the lowest unemployment rate in 43 years here in Kentucky. $17 billion of investment in the last 2 years. $3 billion more in exports.
He says his platform is also built on other important developments.
We fully funded the pensions for our teachers and state workers at $3.4 billion.
Caslin says he thinks one of the major accomplishments of the GOP-controlled legislature has been the passage of anti-abortion legislation.
We passed 6 pro-life bills, the ultrasound bill, a 20-week abortion ban. We defunded Planned Parenthood in Kentucky.
Caslin says he wants to work in the state Senate to keep up the positive momentum.
Put people back in office who have turned the state in a different direction, who's got people back to work, the economy's strong again, we're standing up for the moral issues in Kentucky.
Republican Matt Caslin and Democrat Bob Glenn are competing to fill the seat of retiring state Senator Joe Bowen, who has represented Kentucky's 8th District since 2011 and also served 2 years in the state House. On November 6th, voters will choose a new state senator who will help determine the course of the Bluegrass State over the next 4 years. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.